شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah from whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is your raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strang, and every strang is in the fire. Tonight we were supposed to finish off what we covered last week of Muslims fighting Muslims, and we're not going to finish that off. Maybe next week, inshallah ta'ala. And I hope that everyone excuses me, inshallah. But really, as today, when the news had come to us, we were just taken back, alhamdulillah, to know that we have finally collected all of the money to purchase the building. And we hope that this statement, inshallah, is taken in its proper context, in light of us understanding Allah's statement, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah says, O humanity, indeed we have created you from a male and a female, and we made you into nations and tribes so that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble in the sight of Allah is the one with the most taqwa. Indeed, Allah is the all-knower, the all-aware. We want to make this statement understanding this statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is that the wealth has come from the Muslims right here. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And when we mean right here, we mean the people who attend this masjid. And not everyone who attends this masjid lives here. The people on Jumu'ah, they might work in the area or whatever, but the money, walhamdulillah, has basically come from here. So there's going to be, inshallah, no reason for the people to say, so-and-so gave them money, they follow their puppet for so-and-so. Or the money came from some bank loan or whatever, so it's riba. All of it's straight, walhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. It's from the people right here who put their money down, walhamdulillah. And I had mentioned earlier that some of the people had called and were saying, congratulations, I heard that you're acquiring the building, inshallah. And we had told those people that they should give the money. And now we hope that the state, if it's heard by people other than the people here from this community, that they not only make dua, but they dig into their pockets. This is how this deen was established. they made dua and dug into their pockets. And they put their money down. And it's important for the believers to put their money down and their skills down and their time down. Fi sabilillah. This is how this deen will spread, inshallah ta'ala, not just on talk. We with you. Tell Allah that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the raqib, the one who's watching what we do and going to hold us accountable for what we do. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. In light of this good news, inshallah, that we hope is an encouragement for the people and not that they think that, alhamdulillah, we're finished. But you're not finished until you die. And as so long as you're living, you have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to help Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's deen with your lives and your wealth. And there's more to be done, of course. This masjid has to be maintained until the new masjid is prepared. The school has to be maintained until the school year is up in June. So we have our responsibility for us, in front of us, and we have to handle our responsibility, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us successful. Amen. Of course, there's so much probably running through my mind and everyone's mind when the issue comes up. It's almost as if you don't know where to start. And we hope that this was the start of what we want to present today, and that is that if it's done right, then the help of Allah is there. And we hope that this, inshallah, was an example of that case, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and we ask Him for His reward. And we hope that this statement is taken in context as a statement of praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not in a state, in a context of arrogance like we know we bad. Because we believe that everything is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And us most involved in this project, we're aware that it's by Allah. How does a building, 1.2 million, come down to 700,000? And then how does a building come from 700,000 down to 325,000? All of this is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did we get the money up? And all of this is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission, and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In light of this, we want to say that we hope that it was holding fast to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that earns us Allah's help. And this theme of holding on to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, or obedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, we find all throughout the Quran. As some of the ulama of Islam, they say there's maybe more than 70 ayah in the Quran that call us to obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that call us to follow the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And amongst these ayah is the statement of Allah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. O you who believe, don't decide in an affair in your lives before the decision of Allah and His Messenger, and fear Allah, indeed Allah is سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah not only establishes for us this principle of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or following the Quran and the Sunnah, but it establishes for us that which Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah mentions in his Sahih when he says, Babu al-ilmu qabla al-amal. Chapter, knowledge is before action. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is establishing for us that we have to know before we act. And if you don't know, you can't act properly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, that the only people who really fear Allah from His servants are the ulama, are the people who have knowledge. Because if you have no knowledge of the book of Allah, the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how are you going to obey Allah and to obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How are you going to stay away from deciding in the affairs of your deen in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah if you don't know the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam? How do you know that Islam is the truth and that you hold this belief in your heart except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Quran and many ayat? How do you know that the statement Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh is correct? How do you know that fasting the month of Ramadan in Ramadan is correct except that you have the knowledge from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And these points might be well known to us. And then there's other aspects of our worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we might not know right offhand. And if we don't, then we need to know that it's time for us to purify our beliefs and to purify our statements and to purify our actions and our acts of worship to make sure that they're in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to follow the Quran and the Sunnah, to be obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that this will take place before we believe and before we speak and before we act. So we have to seek the knowledge of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran as if He's teaching us, after you have knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, after you understand that you shouldn't move until you know the Quran and the Sunnah so that it can be in accordance to obedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah goes on to say, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنًا إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدَ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. And it is not befitting or right for a believing man or a believing woman, once Allah and His Messenger has decided in an affair, that they have a choice in that affair. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has gone clearly astray. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as if He's telling us, okay, now you understand that your life, your deen must be in accordance to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Now know that it's not right, after you know, to act in opposition to the Quran and the Sunnah, to act in opposition to obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's not right that you act in opposition to the Quran and the Sunnah, meaning you don't have a choice once you know the Quran and the Sunnah. And this only says to us that it's time to get rid of, I got a different opinion in that, or let me think about that, or I got to check that out. Listen to yourself. I have to check that out. Allah says, وَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. And Allah has made buying and selling permissible and riba haram. I got to check into that riba thing though. How you have to check into tanzeelun min rabbil alameen? A revelation from Lord of all the worlds. A revelation from Lord of all the worlds come to you, you talking about you checking it out. What you checking out? Really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is checking you out. And as I heard one of the brothers when I was coming up the steps, he was just saying, Allahu a'lamu wa antum la ta'lamu. Allah knows and you don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is checking you out, not you going to check Allah out. The Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he makes a statement in his sunnah, a'ful liha, grow the beard. I gotta check that out. Or, I'm looking into that. I'm looking, as a matter of fact, I was just thinking about that issue recently. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He says in His Quran, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ لَوَحٌ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak on his own desires, he only speaks from revelation revealed to him. How are you looking into revelation revealed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How are you talking about, I got a different opinion than that? When it's from Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, really it's only befitting for the believers to say we hear and we obey. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes the real believers, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَطَعْنَا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. As Allah says, the only statement of the believers, when they're called to make Allah and His Messenger judge between them, is I hear and I obey. And they are the successful. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger and fears Allah and fears Allah, then they are the successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that the statement of the believers is I hear and I obey. Now I'm looking into that. I got to check that out. Or as the new thing, where that's at. Wallahi, you got 3 books in your library talking about where something at. Really, some of the people don't have books in their library talking about where something at. Really, wallahi, take that up with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because He's the one that's going to hold you accountable for that. It's all cool with us. Our only duty is to deliver the message. After that, it's on you. What book was that? I don't know. It's on you, Akhi. And if you told him what book it was in, he don't have it. And proof is, he don't know the issue. That's what. And if he had the book, he probably know already. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says something in here that we want to make mention of in these ayat. And fears Allah, and fears Allah. And we know that the Quran is short. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repetitious in something, then we see that there's some type of importance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't speak in vain. And here when He says, and fear Allah, He uses 2 words. يَخْشَ اللَّهُ وَيَتَّقِي. But both of them, if we translate them into English, it means fear Allah and fear Allah. Fear Allah for what you already did of all them sins of disobedience to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And really all of us are already aware of it, so why are we not afraid of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? And fear Allah, now that you know, fear Allah from being disobedient in the future. And those are the successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in both ayat, and those are the successful, and those are the successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used 2 different words, al-muflihun and al-fa'izun. They are the successful, they are the successful. Successful in this world and in the hereafter, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His success. And this comes sometimes, these understanding from the ayat of Allah, when we reflect on the Quran. And the ulama, they reflect on the Quran, and this is why they bring us extra benefit when we read. And when we understand the position of the ulama, then we'll love our ulama and we'll follow our ulama and we'll benefit from them, and we won't be amongst the ignorant who say that's only a man giving his tafsir, brother. As the people say in their ignorance, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat commands us to obey Allah and obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow the Quran and follow the Sunnah before we move, and then once we know, there's no more choice in it. That there's no more choice. Once you know the Quran and the Sunnah, you have to say, I hear and I obey and submit to it. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. Some people are tricked with the new statement, there's a difference of an opinion in it. What they mean is, everything cool. Nah, he got his opinion, I got mine, you got yours, it's all good. We Muslim, right? What ayah taught you that? What ayah taught you, we are Muslim, and every Muslim position is cool? What hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, teaches us the statement or position of every Muslim is just as acceptable as the next Muslim? Wallahi, we ain't learned this in the Quran and the Sunnah. We learned this from the Kufar. In Kufr, everything is cool, because it's all the same Kufr. And your kufr is just as good as the next person's. When it comes to iman, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, everybody don't have no viewpoint and no opinion. And everybody's statement isn't acceptable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He teaches us what to do in these issues when the people say there's a difference, as we see after He teaches us to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولُو الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah and I command you to obey the Messenger and those in authority from amongst you. Those in authority from amongst you, the leaders and the scholars from amongst the Muslims. And if you differ in anything, take it back to Allah and the Messenger. Back to Allah, the Quran. Back to the Messenger, directly to Him. As we were just mentioning the other day, one of the issues where Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma divorced his wife while she was menstruating. And then Umar said, let's take this back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see what he has to say. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, take her back and wait till the menstrual cycle is over with. And then she's in a state of purification. Then the menstrual cycle comes again. Then she's in a state of purification. Then if you like, keep her. Then if you like, keep her. Then if you like, divorce her. Take it back to the Messenger, meaning directly to him. These ayat were revealed, and the Messenger of Allah was living, and the Muslims were believing and practicing Islam. Wallahi, this ayat ain't just revealed to you. And this is why we want to put this emphasis on take it back to the Messenger before somebody says, Wallah took him up to the Rafiq al-A'la, alayhi salatu wasalam. How are you going to take it back to somebody who died 1400 years ago? Before he died, this ayat was revealed to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people were practicing this ayat. And we have to understand this sometimes when we read the Quran. We act like we're the first generation listening to these ayat from the Quran. This Quran was already heard. And the people said, we hear and we obey. And it was narrated to us, walhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. And this is why it takes on the other shade of the meaning. And to the Messenger, that which has been authentically reported on him, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. If you believe in Allah in the last day, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges you, if you really believe, when you differ, you take it back to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when you don't believe, you just say, it's a difference. Alright? Like the brothers say, it's a difference of an opinion in issue so and so. Giving bay'ah to anyone. We say, there's a difference. Let's take this difference back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pictures, there's a difference of an opinion in it. Growing a beard, there's a difference of an opinion in it. Should a lady wear a khimar, there's a difference of an opinion in it. Wallahi, there's a difference of an opinion in everything. Alright. Al-haqqu min rabbika fala takunanna min al-mumtarin. The truth is from your Lord, so don't be amongst the doubters. Tell me how you're going to get to the truth when the people differ there. Except that you take it back to Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is establishing for us in this Quran obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Following the Quran and following the sunnah, and either we're going to get up on that or we might render everything null and void. Everything worthless. And wallahi, we got too many examples around us. Do we need any more? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa la tubtilu a'malakum. O you who believe, I command you to obey Allah and I command you to obey the Messenger, and don't render your deeds null and void. Don't render your deeds null and void. Muslims been around for a long time, ain't nothing getting done. No obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we hope this statement isn't true, the statement of ignorance that has come to us. Because if it is, we're going to deal with it inshallah. It ain't Hanafi, it ain't Maliki, it ain't Salafi. It's unity. Ya akhi wallahi, where in the world people invent this type of foolishness? And then what type of success are the people going to have calling to something they're the last people to practice it? I remember I saw one of the brothers, he's calling the unity, eating with his left hand. I have to stop him in the discussion. You look like the devil. Astaghfirullah, he called a brother the devil. We're trying to have a decent discussion here on unity. Tell him the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, an authentic hadith says, لا تأكلوا بالشمال فإن الشيطان يأكل بالشمال. Don't eat with your left hand because shaitan eats with his left hand. I had the brother eat with the left hand. He discussing some Islam. Wallahi, there's no place in Islam for this type of foolishness. And this disobedience to Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, as Allah says, can render our deeds null and void. And we were saying, and we hope that this is the case, inshallah, that in 1 year and a half, so short, with so much going on in this 1 year and a half, alhamdulillah, as we see everything at the masjid is full speed ahead, and everything at the school is full speed ahead, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the believers with a place so huge. 66,600 square feet. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the believers with a place like this, except that we hope that it was out of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if it wasn't out of that, then we ask Allah to make us obedient to Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make that dua, Allahumma musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atika. Oh, the musarrif al-qulub, the one who changes the hearts, change our hearts to obedience to you. As the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam used to make this dua to make us obedient to Allah and obedient to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam, because if we're not, our deeds could be rendered null and void. We've been in 20 years in Islam striving for that. We ain't got one step closer. And never do we look at our sins. Wallahi, the issue comes up, why the Muslims don't unite? The issue never even comes up is, are the Muslims on sin? The issue never even comes up, are we educating ourselves to this deen? The issue never comes up, on what methodology are we upon? Wallahi, everything in his mother is discussed except this haq. What is the haq that is necessary for the believers to be upon? Let's put our differences, as they say, aside. No, let's solve them in light of the Quran and the Sunnah. Because many of the differences will be decided in 5 minutes. Many of the differences that we have, the so-called differences, will be decided in 5 minutes. Difference number one, قال الله تعالى, that's over. Difference number two, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, it's over. Wallahi, 5 minutes later, 10 ayahs, 15 hadith down the line, you find, alright, now that the differences are aside, let's work. Well, if all of those differences are aside, that means all our programs go out the door with it. We ain't with that. Nah, we ain't with that. Wallahi, the Muslims up until now keep saying it, and then they wonder why, where's the success? How in the world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help you, you don't obey Him? How is going to help you, you don't obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How is Allah going to help the believers, they keep forgetting that they have to obey Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? Wallahi, Allah calls us to this theme, and we have to be the first people to practice it, and not just to make it a statement on our tongues. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We have to practice it. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعَقِلُونَ. Are you enjoining the people to do righteousness and then you forget about your own selves while you're reading the book? Don't you have any sense? Wallahi, you read this ayah to the brothers and they say that was for the Jews. Allah wasn't talking about us. Those ayah were for Bani Israel. That was their sin of telling the people, do right, then they did wrong. and they were reading the scripture, and they ain't have no sense. And somebody think that it doesn't apply to us, tell us how it doesn't apply to us. You walking around talking about Quran and Sunnah and big disobedience to the book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, open and apparent, as we said. And people get offended, and that's their problem. Wallahi, people have more right to go against someone than to go against the one making it clear. Wallahi, a man on the minbar teaching you Islam, go out and buy a house on Riba, and all y'all know it, everything cool. Everything is cool. Alhamdulillah, man got a nice house. Yeah, on Riba? Nah, you know how you gotta do that thing in America. Everything is right, okay. Ain't not, no problem. Now the issue mentioned, why you gotta go there on the brother? We didn't wrong him, but he wronged his own soul. Nah. And if the people say we wronged him, tell me what's his excuse in front of Allah. We'll take the blame. Astaghfirullah, we wronged the brother. Sorry, akhi. I'm sorry for mentioning you was on Riba. Alright, what excuse you got before Allah? The devil made me do it. Now, what excuse you got other than the devil made me do it? Otherwise, who made you do it? Who made you disobedient to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam after Allah called you in ayat after ayat after ayat, obey Allah and obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam? And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in His Sunnah called us to obedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Sahaba, they were upon obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So much so that I tell the brothers, you don't even know what Abu Huraira said other than call Allah, call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. You don't know what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said other than call Allah, call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. You don't know what Aisha radiallahu anha says other than kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam yaf'alu kaza, kaza wa kaza. This is all we know about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the Quran and the Sunnah. How you know how to recite the Quran properly? Because there were some Sahaba who recited it from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who passed it on to those who came after them and after them up to our generation. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This deen is the Quran and the Sunnah, but it's not a statement, it's practice. It used to be a statement, and wallahi I remember it. If some of the brothers don't remember it, I remember it. The people used to brag, we on the Quran and the Sunnah, they deviant over there. And the deviants used to say, at least we practice more Islam than you. Nah. The deviants used to say, at least we got a spot, you don't. Nah, this was the deviants. They had an argument against the people who were supposedly on the Quran and the Sunnah because they were enjoining the people to righteousness and forgetting about their own selves while they read the book. Don't they have any sense? No, they don't have no sense, because if you tell them that, they say that's for the Jews. Where you going to run when Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu? Who is he referring to when he says that? The Muslims. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرُ مَقَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ O you who believe, the Muslims, why do you say that which you do not do? Hateful in the sight of Allah that you say that which you do not do. And we're going to earn the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the success and the victory from Allah. We have to practice the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, not to be a lip service. And we hope that inshallah this is all a result of practicing the Quran and the sunnah. The people who has something to say against the da'wah of the haq, what they going to say now? Nah. Where your spot at? Y'all out there making salat on the outside. Outside making salat in the snow. You know why? Because they place too small. You know why? Because they don't put their money down. What they going to say now? Nah, what they going to say now? Ah, it's just a handful of brothers over there. They out of it. What you going to say now? Musalla hold 4,000 people.
Yeah.
It's the armory when you're going to build something from the ground. I wanted to, and I mentioned this way back when we did the issues around the masjid that the people were ignorant of. And we covered Kitab al-Masjid by Imam al-Nasa'i. And we mentioned the hadith that's authentic, where the people came to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam and said that we had a place of worship of the people before the Muslims. And now we Muslim in his eyes, what to do with it? And the Prophet said, like break that thing down, clean it up, and make it a masjid. This thing is from Islam. We're talking about building from the ground up, make it more a masjid than another place. قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ مِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Bring your proof if you truthful. And وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Show us an example of a masjid built from the ground up in accordance to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام. Wallahi, you won't find one. All of them built from the ground up got a dome on it. Tell me where you find a dome in the book of Allah, the Quran, on the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell me you found the minarets on the masjid of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Tell me you found these mihrabs and these minbars big as a mountain in some of these masjids. This stuff from the ground up, tell me it's acceptable in the sight of Allah. You have to fill two conditions for it to be accepted. Sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah, in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going down there tomorrow, inshallah, with our little brooms. We're going to clean that joint up. We're going to make it masjidu ahli sunnah. Like it who like it, and don't like it who don't like it. Inshallah ta'ala. It's about practicing obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not lip service. And the people before us were guilty of lip service, and the Muslims are guilty of lip service, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from lip service. To make us amongst those believers who practice obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I was thinking about mentioning this topic of obedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, I was thinking, how do you present a topic to the people that they already know it? Everybody knows they're supposed to be obedient to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And I think every ayat that's mentioned, everybody already memorized these ayat. But the issue isn't just hearing, knowing, memorization. It's about practice. How are we going to practice this Quran and this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam in our lives? When we start and we're concerned with it, then we can have the victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we don't, there's no success. And how are you going to be successful when you're disobedient? And sometimes we think that the disobedience is success. As they say, well, we built our masjid from the ground up. Wallahi, bid'ah at its best. Yeah, I don't know if the brother's seen a masjid built from the ground up on the sunnah. Wallahi, the Muslim architects don't even know the sunnah. Otherwise, design us a masjid on the sunnah. Nah. And inshallah ta'ala, the architects that take a look at our property, inshallah, they're going to be forced to make their changes to the building in accordance to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we hope that everything that takes place in Masjid Ahl Sunnah is going to be in accordance to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And perfection is for Allah. Mistakes, you can't run away from them. Kullu bani Adam khata. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the authentic hadith collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, all of the children of Adam are sinners or make mistakes. Wa khayrul khata'in at-tawwabun. And the best of the sinners or those who make mistakes or those who repent. We ask Allah to make us amongst the repenters. This, we said, this point of holding fast to the Quran and the Sunnah that everyone knows, Allah knows best. I see it to be our biggest obstacle, and Allah knows best from here on out. Now, that we're going to say, inshallah, all are welcome and all are invited. It's the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you bring in it anything in opposition to the Quran and the Sunnah, if you bring it publicly to the Muslims, it's going to be dealt with publicly to the Muslims. People come in the masjid and they see that musalla, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, this is all good. But when they say takbir, we're going to explain that this is a bid'ah and this deen. And the Messenger of Allah والسلام, didn't teach us that. He taught us to say Subhanallah when we're amazed. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. He didn't teach us to say takbir. Allahu Akbar. But just to say Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. And we're going to try to make sure, inshallah, that everything is in accordance to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam. Inshallah, the opportunity is going to be out for the people to continue to put their money down to build a masjid for the sake of Allah. Who likes to build a minbar? Brother's going to raise his hand. I like to build a minbar as the brother's raising his hand, inshallah. Hamza. He want one of those nice ones that I saw in Medina. 75 steps. And that's an exaggeration, but Allah knows best how many steps. Somebody can estimate it? 40, whatever. It's a whole bunch of them. The imam looks small when he get on the minbar. Nah. I want one like that. Nah, if you bring us the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam that says that his minbar was more than three steps, we consider it. The hadith is in Sahih Muslim, alhamdulillah. Gives us the description of the minbar of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. We want the minbar to resemble the minbar of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is going to go for everything through the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. But this is where the opposition comes. All of those people who smoke in front of the masjid. Nah, wallahi, don't be surprised. On Ramadan, you try to bring your children up to certain masjids, you got to go past a whole line of brothers outside smoking. Nah. Security, get all that stuff, filth, away from our masjid. Brother putting his hands on me, I'm Muslim. You Muslim, we hope you Muslim. Smoking in front of the masjid. I ain't saying he's a kafir, I just said we hope you Muslim. Now, all that stuff not going to be tolerated, inshallah ta'ala, and we see this to be the biggest problem, but people might say, we've been Muslim before you. We've been Muslim before you. Alright, everything is cool. But you're going to have an ayah and a hadith with you. Inshallah ta'ala. And the people, when they hear that, the opposition going to start before the incident starts. When the people know nothing is going to take place except in accordance with the sunnah. What you trying to say, brother? I'm trying to say the Quran and the sunnah. The problem's going to start. As even one of the brothers was just mentioning just the other day, they told the brother, where's your dalil? Oh, you're one of them Salafi brothers. Well, I'm going to tell you, brother, we're just going to say, Assalamu alaikum. Because we want this thing to be practice of the Quran and the Sunnah. Not to just give lip service to this deen. And to be proud and bragging, oh, we built a big masjid, big minarets. Even they built a minaret in one of the masjids. Forgot how many hundreds of thousands of dollars the minaret cost. The thing was so tall, I don't know if it was Morocco or wherever, it was so tall they just had to chop it down. Because it was just too tall to just remain like that. They just had to shorten it. I think that was in Morocco or whatever. Wallahi, this isn't a contest to see who builds the best looking masjid or whatever. This is the issue of the Quran and the Sunnah that all of us say we agree upon. But in practice, we don't agree upon it. And we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us strong on this Quran and the Sunnah. To make us firm and steadfast on this Quran and the Sunnah. Because to me, I don't know any obstacle more bigger than forcing the Muslims to practice what they preach. Nah. Even one of the brothers I remember before, we said, make those students wear their pants above their ankles in the school. One of the brothers said that. I said, why don't we do that at the masjid? You don't want to let the students in the school because their pants below the ankle. I said, why don't we do that to the masjid? Ah, you can't do that to the masjid. Why? Because they're going to punch you in your face. You tell them he ain't coming to worship Allah just because of some sins he got with him. Nah. And that's just one small example, and the example's going to go. It's a lot of issues around the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Muslims are going to bring the opposition when you tell them only the Quran and the Sunnah. Even those who come with a polite, diplomatic approach, it ain't haram. That's okay. Just go take that thing that ain't haram someplace else. Right here, we want the Sunnah. Is this the Sunnah? You agree that hadith is authentic? Sahih Muslim? Alright, that's what we on. Well, you could do this too, it ain't haram. Alright, when you say it's haram. Like they're going to say the minbar should be bigger. You say, is it haram to have 3 steps? Nah, it ain't haram. That's, the Prophet did that. And it ain't haram to have 5 steps either. Okay. When you go build your masjid, put 5 steps on your minbar. And really, if we don't think that it's a problem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know that we should be making dua. O Allah, remove from us any obstacle of the... Yes. Now we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just makes us die on adherence to the Quran and the Sunnah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Excuse me. Oh, excuse me. Atlantic City and Philadelphia. We forgot that there was someone on Alma line. I don't know if there was any comments or questions.
No,
Allah ibarak fiqh. We hope to see you soon, Abdul Rashid. We got a lot of work for you, inshallah.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa barakatuh.
I'm a Muslim.
Yes.
This is Muhammad Amin. The brother said, Master, this year, he shall send you the greeting.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Are you coming up tomorrow for the Akikah?
No, you got to tell everybody in Philly, right, yeah, for the Akikah. Y'all got to eat early, oh, then y'all got to go to East Orange.
Yeah. That's after Asr? Down in
after Zuhr.
After Zuhr? Inshallah, we're going to try to make it down after Zuhr, but we're going to have to leave a little early, inshallah. We have some.
Okay, Masjid Asr.
Some engagement, inshallah, to try to collect some money for Masjid Ahl Sunnah. And hopefully, when we come down for the Aqiqah, we'll collect a little something, inshallah.
Don't forget to pick up the money from the Dawah Center from Masjid Aqsa Sunnah.
Inshallah ta'ala.
The envelope is waiting there for you.
Allah ibarak fikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Abu Muslim.
Yes.
What time are they going to go into the masjid to start work in the morning?
Tomorrow morning after Salatul Fajr.
Inshallah.
Nah, that means if you leave in a couple hours, you make it on time.
we can go home and take a little nap. Inshallah, don't take that long to get there.
Inshallah, time. Hey, one of the brothers was saying, and I was thinking about it, as we were talking about the Munafiqeen and the people who are against the building, and there's a lot of statements. You think that the Muslims will be happy, and they are, walhamdulillah, but the Munafiqs are upset. Nah. The Munafiqs, they're upset that the Muslims are doing good, walhamdulillah. And our Khatib today, Abdul Rahman, our brother in Islam, he was feeling so happy today that he said, listen, tomorrow when it's time to clean that building up, we writing down the names of the brothers who don't show up and we're going to call it the list of the Munafiqeen. What about the brothers working? Munafiqs go to work too. And this was being, we said this was being a little hard, inshallah, to Isla. But we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from making any statements or any actions that would coincide with the statements and the actions of the munafiqeen, and fear that we might be amongst them. And nobody's too good to be a munafiq. All of them look just like us. And they make the same statement as us, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله, but they don't really believe in this deen. And that part of somebody's heart, we can't see in each other's heart. And we ask Allah to free our heart from nifaq, to let us die on this deen of al-Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.